to Belly Dance Talk Radio with your host, Megan Maeda Hashem.
Hi guys, welcome to Belly Dance Talk Radio. I am your host, Megan Maeda Hashem, and it is a beautiful sunny day here in Toronto. I don't know what the weather is like where you guys all are, but I think Canada, it's pretty much summertime. So we're just coming up to July 1st weekend here in Canada. I know my American belly dance friends are having July 4th. So we're all having our big start of summer holidays coming up here. And I thought this week I don't have a guest, it's just me. And I thought I'd just talk a little bit about dancing at summer festivals. Probably a lot of us will be dancing at summer festivals this summer. So let's just discuss that a little bit. There's many reasons why you might want to dance at a summer festival. Often summer festivals, you know, they're put on by communities or by politicians or by various groups, and they usually don't have a huge budget, and they're usually not willing to pay too much or anything to performers. So most summer festivals that I dance at with my group, they may pay a small honorary that might cover some transportation and a pizza or something like that, or they don't pay at all. So you have to decide why you're doing these festivals. If it's for fun, that's great. I've done festivals for fun all my life. Some people, it's not worth it to them, but I mean, it can be really fun. You can, especially if you're with a bunch of your friends or troop members, it can be a lot of fun and a fun bonding time. So if you're in for it for that, go for it, because that's going to happen. That's going to be awesome. If you want something else other than just fun out of summer festivals, you need to figure out what it is. Are you going to promote your classes? Are you going to promote your school? Will you be promoting your services? Maybe you offer beautiful belly dance shows that you want people to hire you. I have gotten jobs out of festivals, not a crazy amount. I have gotten quite a few students out of performing at festivals. They see us. And actually, that's how I got into belly dance. I saw belly dancers at a festival outside at City Hall. It was Arabesque Dance Company before they were even called Arabesque Dance Company. And I was about 14, 15, and I fell in love. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go take classes. So I think summer festivals can be really awesome if you're a dance school or teacher and you want to promote your classes. For shows, I mean, I guess you could get some shows out of it. I personally, in my whatever 20 years of dancing at festivals, I haven't really gotten a whole lot of shows out of doing festivals in the summer. But you know, you get some interest, you get some cards out, it's all good. The other reasons, I mean, those are the reasons. Either fun with your group or yourself at festivals, promoting your services or classes, and I mean, making a presence for yourself, getting people to know about your dance troupe. There's all that. And if the festival pays enough, I guess there could be a monetary reason. I haven't really had many festivals that there was much of a reason to do it for money. But you never know. Maybe other areas, they have more funded festivals. Of course, there's always getting experience. You might want to get a little more experience performing before you go out and do paid shows. So festivals can be great for that. And same for student troops, you know, dancing at festivals, it's a great way to get experience and get out there and get performing out in front of a lot of people. Do you want to do them? Because not everyone's going to want to do them. And I select carefully now which festivals I do, because I've been dancing years and years and years solo and with my group at festivals and with other groups. And I kind of know the festivals I want to do. Do you want a big festival that's going to reach, you know, thousands of people? Or are you okay with a smaller venue? Maybe you have a student troupe and you just want, they want to get their feet wet. So a less intimidating, smaller festival might be better for them. So, you know, when you're at festivals, or if you see festivals online, you know, you can look them up, look up videos of them, see what they're like, see what the atmosphere is like. But you probably know a lot of festivals in your community there, in your area. And, you know, how to get festivals is the next thing. How do you get them? you can simply do a Google search nowadays, right? So just search for that festival online. They often have a website, and you can just contact and say, hi, I'm interested in dancing with my group at your festival. Who should I talk to about that? Send some performance links and, you know, some photos, maybe a link to your website or Instagram, and just, you know, ask how you would get to perform at that festival. Yeah, so that's how a lot of people say, oh, how do you get all these festivals? How do you guys get dancing at festivals? You just need to contact the person in charge. And to do that, you just need to Google the festival and just write them and say who's in charge of the entertainment and stuff. And often they're super excited to have a performance by your group. Yeah, so if you want to do festivals, it's very easy to just reach out to those places and get shows for your student troupe or yourself or your school or whoever you want to be performing at the festival. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was deciding on the pieces you'll perform at festivals. Usually a really moody, dramatic Kusum piece probably won't be the best idea for a fun, clappy festival. So I usually try and pick more upbeat pieces that are going to engage the audience really quickly, get their attention, flashy costumes and upbeat music, maybe a drum solo, a poppy piece, you know, try and engage the audience you're dancing for. So I always believe in having different sets for different audiences. If I was dancing at an Arabic nightclub, it would be a very different set list than if I was dancing at a street festival. Know your audience and try and make your pieces. Also, I veer away from, I mean, if you're a cabaret belly dance school, I wouldn't really represent myself in different ways. I would try and show what I do at my studio. So if it's veil work or folkloric, I don't know, whatever you do, try and represent in that 15 to 20 minute show or however long you have. Another thing is veils. I always make this mistake, so I thought I'd just let you guys know ahead of time. Veils are often a problem at festivals. As much as they're beautiful and everyone loves looking at a veil piece and the audience loves veils, especially in big group numbers, it's colorful and exciting, and I always put them into the festival shows for that reason. But just a word of caution, I'm not saying don't use veils, because we tend to use veils all the time at festivals, but I'm just giving you a little word of caution that they can be very difficult if there's any wind or even if you're all sweaty and hot. I know we were dancing at a festival last summer, me and my group, and it was like the hottest day of the year and it was crazy and everything was sticking to us, our hair, our veils, everything. So if there's a lot of sweat or if there's a lot of wind, veils can be difficult. They can fly in different directions, especially if you're doing a group piece. It can make it look interesting because of the wind and stuff. So take that into consideration. Maybe it won't be a windy day, but sometimes it is. And then also they can blow off the stage once you've thrown them down. So make sure you have someone to pick up your veils after. Also, do you want audience participation? That can be a great thing at festivals, is getting people up to dance. Do your dancers feel comfortable with that? You got to teach them maybe a little bit about how to get people up, how to make it fun, get everyone dancing. Maybe you want to do a little demo class even, you know, get the mic and teach a few steps to the audience. This is a very engaging thing to do at the end of a show. And it can also introduce people in a small way to what they might be experiencing at your classes if you're trying to get people to sign up for classes. When you're determining which festivals you want to dance at, do you want big, do you want small, you also need to take into consideration, do you want to be on a big stage? Are you okay dancing in a grassy area? Are you okay dancing on, you know, a sidewalk? Is a small stage enough? How big is the stage? Things like this. If you have a group of, you know, 10 dancers and the stage is 5 feet by 5 feet, it's not going to be a good thing. So take into consideration the size of the stage, figure that out ahead of time. Is there a change area? That's something to think about too. Do you need to be all changed when you arrive? Sometimes that's easier. You know, sometimes I used to meet with my girls and and get changed at the dance studio and then head over together to the festival all dressed. Just throw on a cover up over your costume and then you're ready. You don't have to worry about the change areas because sometimes they're a little makeshift or not at all, or, you know, a dirty public washroom or whatever. So figure out, is there a change area? Is there a stage that's going to suit your needs? Is the crowd you want to be dancing for, right? So if you're not, if you're getting very small amount of money or none at all, you want to make sure that the crowd is the type of crowd you want to dance for. So think about the festival and who it might draw to it. And think about, is that who you want to be performing for? Is that going to be a fun audience? Also, think about the appropriateness of your costume and dance for that certain audience, okay? I've danced at a festival once with a friend. We were sent there to dance and we were kind of, it was a big situation. We were shipped off stage and there was like a protest and everything because our skirts were too see-through and they could see the outline of our legs. So it was a Pakistani event and I guess they were very, very conservative. And they didn't have an issue with our bellies or our cleavage, but the legs showing through sheer white skirts was a big issue. So, you know, you never know. I mean, really, we couldn't tell with that one. But some people might want you covered up. I don't know if you feel good about that. When someone hires a belly dancer, I feel like really they should know they're belly dancers and they're going to be wearing a belly dance costume. So that's a whole other topic. Do you cover up or do you just not do it? Figure it out. Because I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, I need a modest belly dancer. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. Like, you know, belly dance costumes, it's pretty typical. And it's not that I don't have one pieces that I could wear or Saidi costumes that might work, but it just, sometimes it just kind of bothers me that, like, you know, you're hiring a belly dancer. Don't hire a belly dancer if you need all this modesty and stuff. I mean, everyone knows what a belly dance costume looks like. So I don't know. That's a whole other topic that I might get into another episode of Belly Dance Talk Radio. But everyone's got their views about that. So if you want to throw a veil over your belly dance costume or wear a more covered piece for some audiences, I don't know. I don't love doing that. I've done it on occasion. But I feel like it's the same as when people hire samba dancers. So I do Brazilian samba as well. Most people can imagine what the costume is for that, right? It's a little bikini with some feathers. And when people tell me I want samba dancers, but I don't want them all bare, I feel like, well, don't hire samba dancers then. Hire something else. There's many dancers that are more covered up. Even Latin dancers are more covered up than samba dancers. Maybe hire that if you want that flavor, but not all that skin. I don't know. That's a whole other thing. Anyways, so we've talked about if you want the festival, we've talked about how to get them, we've talked about kind of deciding on what you're going to be doing at them. And next, I wanted to talk about the prep and like what you should bring with you to festivals and what you should think about on the day of. So on the day of, I like to pack certain things. So first of all, me or all of my group, I tell all of my group, I think actually most of my group have bought all matching shoes now, but we all bring shoes just in case. So we all like dancing barefoot. I don't know about you guys. I know some belly dancers are into heels or ballet slippers or whatever. I personally love dancing barefoot and I will dance barefoot as much as I can. But if I get to a festival and often the stage is super hot, I actually know of a dance troupe who got, like, I don't know, third degree burns on the bottoms of their feet from dancing on a hot stage in bare feet. So I think about that. And if it's really, really hot on that stage, I will wear some little slippers or sandals. So definitely bring some shoes, because otherwise, if you just have what you have, then it can be very hard to dance in flip-flops or something like that. Or running shoes. For me, I'd probably show up in my shell toes and that's awkward. So bring shoes that look cute to dance in and that are comfortable to dance in. and tell your whole group. Think about getting matching slippers or something that you can all wear at festivals. And it's not that you'll have to, but you might have to. Also, if you're dancing on grass, you might want to. Also, if you're dancing on a sidewalk, you might want to. But lots of people dance in shoes, so then it won't be so different for those people. But if you're a barefoot dancer, for the majority of the time, bring some shoes in case. Water and snacks, so make sure you're well hydrated. It can get really hot. You're dancing. Hopefully the festival supplies you with some water, but sometimes they don't. It depends on the festival, right? So bring your own water in case, and some snacks in case you're waiting around a long time, or afterwards if you want a post-show snack. Bring your music. Sometimes you have to mail the music in advance to the festival, which is good. Still bring a copy of your music or two. So I like to bring it on a memory stick as well as a CD. So a lot of festivals are old fashioned and they're still using CDs. I don't know. But I bring my memory stick, my phone, and my CD. And I have all my pieces together on there as one, you know, one show, one playlist. Bring a script for the MC. So if there's someone introducing you, you want to have a little index card that tells them what to say, how to promote your studio or troupe or yourself. And of course, bring promo material. So for a while there, I was bringing around a big sign, like a rollout sign that you could put up, Mayada's Belly Dance at festivals. And then I'd try and have a table or an area where I'd have a volunteer giving out flyers or postcards or whatever about my classes and shows and stuff like that. So bring all your cards, bring a volunteer to hand out your cards. You could hand them out in the audience. You can have a little table, you can have an area, or at least have them on you. I always get busy and I don't get the volunteer and I don't have that all happen. At least have them on you. You and your dancers should have them in your bag or near you or wherever you are. So when people come up to you and say, oh, I love that show, you know, how can I do this? Or I need you for my wedding, then you'll have a card ready to go. Often you're in the heat of the moment and you're like, ah, and you don't have them. And that was your whole point of doing the show. So to get, you know, out there and get promoted and show people, you know, come to my classes, come to my shows, hire me. And then you don't have the promo material. I do this all the time. I'm like, yeah, let's do a festival. This will be good promotion. And then someone comes up to me after and they're like, oh, I want to do this. And I'm like, shoot, my cards, where are they? So try and be more prepared than I usually am. You and your dancers should all have some of your cards on you. Even when you go and do the show, bring a few with you. Don't leave them in your bag back in the change room, okay? And I even bring a music player. Back to the music. I bring like one of those little Bluetooth connecting speakers, because I've been at shows. I was at a show once where they wouldn't play the music because their, I don't know, something happened to their stereo and we had to play the music from someone's car. So we played our music from a car onto the stage. We opened all the doors, blasted the volume. I mean, it's not perfect, but we made do. But now from then on, I've brought my own speaker. It comes in handy also if you want to do a little practice beforehand. So then you'll have your speaker. You can just plug your phone into it or Bluetooth your phone into it, and you can practice backstage, or you can use it in case of emergency for the show. Volunteers in general are terrific. So try and get a volunteer photographer. It can just be your friend. It doesn't have to be a professional photographer. It could just be your friend with your phone or their phone, snapping some videos and photos that you can put up on your social media, which is another great promotional tool that you want to, you know, you want to be posting these videos. It's a good opportunity to get lots of videos and photos of you and or you and your dancers at these festivals performing. And volunteers to hand out cards, volunteers to help get you guys dressed if you have quick changes, although I don't recommend too many changes at a festival due to, you know, the change room situation. It might be far, it might not be great, it might not even be there. I don't recommend a lot of fast changes or any changes really in a festival set. The biggest advice I have for you all with festival shows is take it easy. Be easygoing. You know, it's not always going to go perfectly. There's going to be glitches. There's going to be problems. Dancers might get, you know, upset about something, or the stage is boiling hot, or it's the hottest day of the year and you got to do this show. You know, stay easygoing. Whether you're a troupe leader, a solo performer, or you're a member of a troupe or a student dancing at a festival, being easygoing is going to make everyone's life just better, okay? If you're going to be a diva about everything, about the stage, about the change rooms, about, you know, your music, the MC, the audience, whatever it is, it's really going to make things sucky if you're going to be all crazy about everything. So, you know, really, I do believe in asking for respect as a dancer and respecting yourself and getting proper settings, of course, but to a point. I've written an article about don't be a demanding diva. You know, you're dancing at an outdoor festival, so realize that things aren't always going to be like a magical, you know, theater or, you know, the best nightclub you've ever danced in. It's going to be an outdoor venue, right? So there will be obstacles probably, and there will be weather things. It might be raining, it might be windy, it might be hot, it might be cold. We've danced in everything, really. So just try and prepare as best as you can, and then once you get there, when everything's going crazy, because it probably will, usually festival shows are a little crazy, you need to keep your cool and just be like, it's all good, we're having a good time, right? It's a fun time, and we're going to present our dance as best we can here. And you know what? If it's really, really bad, I have walked away from festivals. So I've had people disrespect me where they're like, they don't even care, which happens at a lot of free shows, I find. No one cares. No one's responding. They're keeping you waiting for too many hours. They're not seeming interested even in your group performing, or they're being downright rude. I mean, if something like that is happening, don't be easygoing. Definitely take your dancers and get out of there. You don't need to be begging to dance at something like that. So if people are being disrespectful, if anything like that is happening, I definitely think you need to leave or tell them things need to change. But, you know, to a point, right? So if it's just a little something like, oh, the stage is too small, or, oh, we're going to have to dance on the grass instead of the stage, something like that, you know, be easygoing and just go with it. I think that's my input on that. I mean, maybe everyone thinks differently, so who knows? But my advice is be easygoing, especially if you're a member of a troupe and the whole troupe is going through with this. Don't be that diva who's like, I don't want to do this, or I'm too good for this, or whatever. that's something I think will make the day go a lot smoother and just make you have a better time too. Because if you get caught up in all this, you're going to have a bad time. You don't want to have a bad time doing a festival show. You want to have a good time. So just smile through all the craziness. The other thing is take lots of pics. Take lots of photos and videos and have a good time posting them on social media. It gets your name out there even more in a different way. More than just at the festival, you're posting on your social media and getting that awareness. So yeah, take lots of photos, have fun, selfies, boomerang, everything. Live Instagram, all that stuff. We have all these tools now, so take advantage and have fun with that. So I guess that's all. I hope you guys all have super fun times performing at festivals this summer, if you're doing that. And if you're not and you're just scooping it out, check out all the festivals. See where you want to perform next year. Have an amazing long weekend. Canada is this weekend. America is next weekend. All my other belly dancers around the world, I hope you're going to have an amazing summer time in general. I don't know everyone's long weekend, so have a great summer, and I hope you get lots of dancing outside into your summer. This has been Belly Dance Talk Radio. Signing off for now. Till next time. I want to hear more from you about Belly Dance Talk Radio. What do you want to hear? Who do you want to hear from? What do you want me to talk about? Do you have questions for Will the Arab Guy? We'll bring that feature back where you ask him questions about music or culture or dance in general, you know, from his perspective. So let me know what you want to hear. You can follow me on Instagram at Mayada Dance. That's MayadaDance. Mayada Dance. Also, check out our Facebook page at Belly Dance Talk Radio on Facebook. Definitely drop me a line if you have ideas, comments, questions, whatever it is, at Mayada, MayadaMayada at Rogers.com. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and give us a 5 stars if you're loving it and a little review. Thanks for that. And we'll talk next time on Belly Dance Talk Radio.
Yeah, I don't know.